Mall, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was one of the most epic rants to date against the news media. And this morning, Donald Trump's tirade still has people fired up.
I think the political press is among the most dishonest people that I've ever met.
Donald Trump going off the rails on the media again.
What I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well. Excuse me. I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty. Find out how much Hillary Clinton's given to the veterans. Nothing.
The rant during Trump's press conference announced he raised $5.6 million at a January event and distributed it to more than 40 veterans charities.
Correspondent Jason Carroll reporting. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has also picked up another endorsement.
North Korea's state media arm published an op-ed praising Donald Trump. A prominent North Korean scholar wrote that Trump is, quote, wise and a far-sighted presidential candidate. He called Hillary Clinton dull.
Correspondent Brian Todd. If you're parking at a metered space in D.C. today, make sure you got a little extra money on you. You're going to need it.
Today is the first day for new meter prices in the district. You'll now pay $2.30 an hour in most spots. That is a 75-cent hike. It comes as Metro is getting ready to start a summer of work to fix the system. John Townsend's with the AAA.
It is not adding a single parking space to the inventory. So motorists are being ripped off, and the timing of this is poor. And who can blame motorists if they're really upset about this?
The change is expected to generate millions more dollars for the district in revenue. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new normal for Metro starts this weekend with the SafeTrack rebuilding plan. And officials say the time to plan for that is now. Jim Dinegar heads the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
We're very concerned that without a plan, people are going to be absolutely stunned by how far-reaching these closures are, the single tracking, the overall safe track work.
And Dinegar tells WMAL that employers need to work with their employees to figure out what to do.
Maybe help underwrite some of the costs. Maybe give some flexibility as it relates to time. Maybe work policies need to be a bit more flexible.
Dinegar says many people still think this will be a small disruption, but he says it's not. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris is encouraging local school systems to defy the Obama administration. Harris has sent a letter to school systems in his district, urging them to ignore the administration's recent guidance on the requirement to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. Harris says the administration, quote, would not have the last word on this issue. Residents of some rural Texas counties are bracing for more flooding. The Brazos River has now reached a record high with more rain coming in coming days, the forecasters say. A new poll finds one-third of Americans 40 and older have done no planning for their own long-term care needs. But the survey finds that 4 in 10 people don't think they'll even need long-term care. And what would you pay to have a library named after you? The Anne Arundel County Public Library System is about to find out. After years of resisting the idea, the county council finally approved it. Now the Anne Arundel County Public Library Foundation will be seeking donors willing to write a check for the right to put their name on anything from a book drop to a meeting room to an entire library. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,787. The Nasdaq at 49,48. Sports 3 in a row for the Nats as they beat the Phillies. The O's lose to the Red Sox again. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
We all know things are only as good as the foundation they're built on. The same is true of your home. If you've noticed doors or windows sticking, or a crack has appeared in the foundation or on walls or ceilings in your home, those could be warning signs of foundation problems. And if they're not taken care of early, they can lead to structural damage, a devalued home, even an unsafe home. If you have any concerns about your foundation, call B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. We'll come over and check it out. For nearly 60 years, we've been the foundation repair experts. Whether you have bowing walls, sloping floors, or a leaning chimney, we can help. We also back our work with one of the industry's best warranties. That's how confident we are in our work. And that's how confident we want you to be in your home. Are you concerned about your foundation? Would you like us to check it out and give you some peace of mind? Then call Be Dry today at 1-800-215-6910. That's 1-800-215-6910. 1-800-215-6910.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, the crash north of the toll road. Looks like everything confined to the left shoulder, but delays on the approach as you come through the Tysons area and slow to merge off of inbound toll road to get past the crash on the Beltway. 66, sun glare really catching us through Manassas towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Loudoun County cruiser still dealing with the crash on 606. Old Ox Road. It's going to be right at Arcola Road. That's north of 50. Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. Expect delays in each direction on 606. Definitely seeing those slowdowns. Now let's get you around the Maryland Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing near Route 5 Branch Avenue on 5301. I haven't had any incidents in the way. Top side around from College Park to Silver Spring with 95 slow. Passing the ICC, heading off and on down toward the Capitol Beltway. Inbound New York Avenue at West Virginia Montana Avenues at last check crews. We're still dealing with the crash in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here where we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Chantilly, 64 in Germantown, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the anniversary of Caitlyn Jenner's coming out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Listen, coming up at 7:05 this morning. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, we'll talk to KT McDarlin. And then coming up at 8:35, David Martoska with the Daily Mail. He was part of that contentious press conference yesterday between reporters and the Donald. He'll share with us his thoughts about that. That's at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is Dr. Maria Mayer. She is an anthropologist, primatologist, and wildlife correspondent for National Geographic. With a PhD in anthropology, specialization in primates, that's a good person to talk to about a behavior of a gorilla, most specifically Harambe, the most famous gorilla in the world right now, after his tragic death there in the Cincinnati Zoo. Am I pronouncing your name right, Doctor? Is it Maria Mayer?
It is. Good morning.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. So here's the deal. We've got the Cincinnati Zoo saying we had to shoot Harambe because we were seeing some aggressive behavior and we feared for this child's life, and that's understandable. But we're also seeing other experts saying, no, he was just protecting this child. He never pounded his chest, which is a normal behavior of an aggressive gorilla. So you tell me, you've seen the video. What would you have done in this case?
I have. I've actually watched the video repeatedly trying to make sense of this tragedy, and I have to admit that initially I did think that the silverback was just protecting the child. I mean, the way that he stood over him, the way that he gently grabbed his hand, and I think that it's very likely that he did start out protecting this child, as has happened in the past when a child has also gotten into a different enclosure, I think twice before. However, when the crowd becomes agitated and they become, you know, they start screaming, you see a change in the gorilla's posture. You see him pursing his lips. And then what he does next is what silverbacks do in the wild when they feel threatened, which is this display behavior of grabbing a nearby object. Usually it's a big log. Sometimes it's group members. In this case, it was that child, and dragged him through the water. I don't think at any point this gorilla became aggressive with that child. I think the biggest fear here was that in the gorilla acting like a gorilla, he could accidentally hurt the child, because if you could imagine the force which he pulled him through that water, through those rocks, yeah, you know, the little boy could have hit his head on the wall. I think the likelihood of injury, and one that could be fatal given the sheer strength of that gorilla, you know, was the threat. at that moment.
Well, so you're saying it was a reaction to the crowd, that the crowd became agitated. They were yelling, trying to calm the child, but the gorilla probably interpreted that as, why are all these people yelling at me, right?
It seemed to me from that video that the screaming from the visitors, who of course were panicked, really did agitate and stress out the gorilla, not surprisingly. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with gorillas in the wild, and there are times that I've been charged because a female has gotten spooked that I've gotten too close, or a silverback, you know, it says back off, and they've done these sorts of display behaviors. So in that case, I think that all of that commotion, all of that screaming all of a sudden, you know, there's a strange little creature in his enclosure, I think that all made for a very stressed out, confused, and agitated gorilla.
Can you tell me, give me some sense of exactly how powerful these animals are? Because we've heard it been said that the gorilla was so powerful that he once crushed a green coconut with his bare hand.
I've heard the same. I mean, gorillas in general are incredibly powerful. This gorilla weighed more than 420 pounds, and they can pretty much bench press 10 times the amount of the average human. I mean, their force is more than 6 times the average man. So, yes, I've heard that example repeatedly about him being able to crush a coconut with his bare hands. And I think that's the point. If he had wanted to hurt this child, he had a long time to do so. He would have done so instantly. I think it was just very unfortunate that the silverback, you know, became incredibly agitated and, well, started acting like a silverback, which is what put that little boy in danger.
So in general, when we humans observe a gorilla or any primate who obviously are pretty close relations to us genetically and behaviorally, when we see a gorilla like this, quote-unquote, holding hands with a littered child, are we correct in implying onto that act a similar kind of behavior that a human would exhibit?
That's an excellent question, and I always try not to anthropomorphize, you know, and put the human views on it, but when you're watching gorillas specifically, who are so closely related to us, when you're watching them with their own offspring, it's very difficult not to make that interpretation, because they do treat their offspring with a certain gentleness, the way they pick them up, you know, they're very tender with them. And I saw that with that little boy. I mean, I think gorillas are incredibly intelligent, curious, social beings. And I think at that point, he was almost seeing that little boy as one of his own.
Wow, that really is fascinating. So, to sum it up here, you don't fault the zoo in this. It obviously is a tragic situation all around, but if you were there and you had to make the call based on what you saw, you probably would have made the same call.
It's probably the hardest decision that I would probably ever have to make, and that the zoo has ever had to make. But yes, unfortunately, I don't see another way out. They did try to close down the attraction and were able to lure successfully the females out. They apparently also tried to lure him out, and that failed because he was already too agitated at that point. One of the things that has bothered me is everyone has been trying to cast blame, whether it's casting blame on the zoo or, you know, casting blame on the parents. And as I'm the mother of 6 children, most of them very little, and I would be lying if I didn't say that one of my kids hasn't gotten away from me for more than a second. And that's basically what it takes is, you know, a few seconds for a child to run off. And unfortunately, he found a way in. From reports that I've read, he crawled incredibly quickly before anyone could stop him once they had seen him go through. And it's just an incredibly tragic situation for everybody. I think that, you know, I think it's worth taking this opportunity where there is so much talk about gorillas and so much awareness being raised about their endangered status. You know, take these powerful emotions, take the anger, stop blaming, and do something. You know, donate to an organization that's doing something to protect his counterpart in the wild.
Right. Well, and one other question about the way the zoo responded here. I mean, they chose to take out the gorilla with lethal force, but some people have said, well, why didn't they use, you know, like a dart gun or something like that? Were there other options beside the one that they ultimately turned to?
The sad part is that the tranquilizer option would not have worked in this case, because the tranquilizer dart would have caused him pain when he first got shot, and the tranquilizer does not take effect immediately, which means that now you would have a gorilla even more agitated,
angry,
fully
yeah.
functional, capable, and that little boy in there with him. And so it would have just further agitated him, and in my opinion, put the little boy in much more danger.
All right. Dr. Maria Mayer, thank you so much for joining us to clear this up. But by the way, I'm reading in your bio, you're a former Miami Dolphins cheerleader, you're a mother of six, and now you're a doctor, PhD in anthropology. When are they making the movie out of your life?
Yeah, yeah, you've got a great, compelling life story.
This is amazing.
Funny you should say that. I wrote a book called Pink Boots and a Machete, and I'm still waiting for someone to option it.
Yeah, send it my way. I know people.
He does, actually.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it.
Thanks
a lot.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You got
Bye.
It. You too. 7:15 on WMAO. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten. Strangely enough, also wearing pink boots and carrying a machete.
Is that my resume that you just read?
That's right.
He
often spends time studying primates in her spare time.
Right. All right, and here's what I'm checking out right now. A lot of fire and rescue units on the scene in White Oak on southbound 29. Yep, that's why you're in delays coming southbound before you get to the exit for New Hampshire Avenue. Only that left lane getting by the scene of the crash. Now, if you're heading around the Beltway, lanes are open but slow this morning back almost at the IKEA. Route 1 and heading around to George Avenue. Earlier this morning, we had an interloop incident which caused rubbernecking delays. And currently, no interloop delays heading through Bethesda and through to Silver Spring. Inbound New York Avenue, West Virginia, Montana Avenues for the crash. Florida Avenue if you're heading eastbound before you get to New York Avenue at First Street. Also have the incident. All right, Virginia on the Beltway, your distraction. The crash, but no longer blocking north of the toll road on the interloop side. And in Loudoun County, crews at last check still dealing with the crash on 606. That's Old Ox Road. And it will be at the intersection right near Arcola Road, heavy each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun, stray shower, thunderstorm possible today. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, a few passing clouds, otherwise clear, low 66. And tomorrow, we'll get some clouds and sunshine in the morning, and then later in the day, mostly cloudy with, oh, look at that, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 82. Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital, 717.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
This child was being dragged around. His head was banging on concrete. This was not a gentle thing. The child was at risk. We're very fortunate that he's okay.
You just heard, that, by the way, was the Cincinnati Zoo director talking about the behavior of Harambe the gorilla. You just heard an expert, Dr. Maria Mayer, who is she's a doctor, an anthropologist, a primatologist. Yep. She says the same thing. I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Have you changed your position on this, or are you still in the camp that, oh gosh, they should have saved the gorilla? He was just protecting this child. Or do you think that the zoo made the right call here? 888-630-WMAL. Go ahead and chime in on it, because it's definitely a story that people are still talking about. But what about you, Brian? I mean, I know that you've been reading these stories as well about people saying, well, you know, gosh, he was just protecting the child. I don't see it that way. I don't think we can infer any sort of human.
I think that our last guest, Maria, got it right. I think that initially the gorilla was being sort of protective of the child, and that something along the way with the turmoil around the event and the screaming and the hollering that was going on, I think the gorilla sort of became more frightened or more concerned, and the whole thing started to go south pretty quickly. I think that the zoo had to do this. I don't think there was any choice. And I don't think that people, and that's why I was asking the question about how powerful these animals are. Did you hear what she said? They could out-bench press a human male by 10 times what a human male can bench press. That's incredible strength. And I just don't think that we understood just, you know, how powerful they are, how quickly this child could have been very seriously injured. And I think they had no choice. You know, I am still very fascinated also by the reaction to whether or not the parents should be charged. Apparently, the police are looking at the possibility of bringing charges. We know a little bit more about the parents. The dad is he's got a rap sheet about as long as your arm. And then the mother works as an administrator in a daycare.
Yeah, I know.
So that's
imagine
sort of
that.
Raising some questions as well.
Although I do want to say it appears that this guy, even though he does have a record, and we can't take that away or overlook it, he seems to have put his life back on track here. And I don't know if there's any indication that he has had recent issues with the law. But yes, I mean, that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. Kimberly O'Connor, no relation, was there at the zoo. She's the one who actually took much of this footage, and she saw the whole thing go down.
Was the barrier sufficient? I think it was pretty sufficient. Did he get under the rope? Did he get through the bushes? Did he jump? Did he fall? I don't know. All I heard was a splash. But it was a mother with three other children with her, and she did what she had to do. They did what they had to do. They had to save that little boy's life.
Rob in College Park, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think of this now, 2 days later, this story?
Yeah, I was going to say that, I guess after hearing the anthropologists, it seems that, you know, they did make the right call, and maybe in the future they can build better cages and maybe have some kind of a non-lethal force that can take effect immediately versus, you know, a tranquilizer dart that she said, you know, would take, you know, so long and would possibly endanger the child. But maybe they can develop something that, you know, boom, like a, I don't say like a stun gun, but something that can just, you know, immobilize.
Yeah, I don't know. A stun gun, that'd be a heck of a stun gun, wouldn't it? You know, to take out a gorilla that powerful?
That technology we haven't developed yet. I don't know. Maybe something like in the movie Demolition Man or something with the cops had those little batons and stuff and that immobilized people. But something maybe, I mean, maybe the positive can be building better cages and also building better non-lethal or devising non-lethal forces for animals.
So. Yeah, I think you're right, Rob. I agree because everyone's saying we'll just build better cages and things. But ultimately, these animals can also get out. I mean, we just heard the news story that at this very zoo, a human error left a cage door open and a polar bear like wandered into the lunchroom of the employees at the zoo. Imagine that moment.
Yeah, that would have been exciting, wouldn't it?
So it's not just enough to build better cages, because guess what? We humans, we're pretty dumb animals now and again.
Yeah,
all right, more of your calls on this in a moment on Harambe the gorilla and the latest information. It's 7:22.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Spring is in the air. That means summer's around the corner, and that means rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Yeah, that's right, rent-a-state. You can cash in on your home by renting it. Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, ready to help you out. Did you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring. That means you could be making some major bucks right now by renting your property out. The problem is you don't want to deal with the headaches and the paperwork and the challenge of finding the right tenant and all that jazz. Well, that's where Renters Warehouse comes in. They're property management pros. They can help you find the perfect tenant in just 17 days on average. Boy, that's fast. They're also then going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Man, if I wish I knew Renters Warehouse was around when I had to rent my property. What are you waiting for? Why don't you just listen. Don't make a snap decision. Just get all the facts. Find out how much your home will rent for. By getting a free rent price analysis. They're offering it for free right now. Just the facts. So there's nothing wrong with getting information. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic from Renewal by Anderson. To anyone who says, they don't make them like they used to, I invite you to check out our exclusive replacement windows made of Fibrex material, which we actually make better than they used to. Simply because Renewal by Anderson replacement windows are made with Fibrex material, an innovative composite that is twice as strong as vinyl and won't warp or bow over time like vinyl does. Plus, Fibrex is scientifically tested and proven to stand the test of time. So don't settle for vinyl for your home. Go with a solution that's going to last, and last, and last. Call now and take advantage of this very special offer. Buy one window or patio door, and your second one is 40% off with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. To schedule your free window diagnosis, call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Minimum purchase required, discount and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and limited warranty cost information.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, one of those mornings we just have a lot of heavy volume around the metropolitan area. Let's start on New York Avenue because of a crash, extra delays. Plan for that inbound New York Avenue as you come up to West Virginia. Montana Avenue slows off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. On 16th Street, southbound at P Street, crews were dealing with an accident there. Around the Beltway we go. First to the Wilson Bridge as you approach Route 5, Branch Avenue to get to the bridge span, and then north on 295 past the Naval Research Lab. Now the Virginia Beltway, I see very little break between Springfield and north of the toll road. We have the crash sitting on the shoulder. 66 has been a slow haul into that sun glare this morning. Now through the toll road through Herndon and Reston, seeing those delays. Loudoun County with the crash on 606 Old Ox Road at Arcola Road. That's north of 50 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. And heads up, Maryland, accident activity still in place in White Oak, southbound 29, right as you come up to the exit for New Hampshire Avenue. Stay to the left to get on by. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here where we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 72 degrees. It's 727 on WMAL. We just spoke with a expert on primates and gorillas who said that, yeah, maybe at the beginning, this gorilla may have instinctively tried to protect this child, but boy, it was getting agitated, and no good was going to come of that situation with the four-year-old boy. Harambe is now dead, and as we have more information, we wonder if you have changed your mind on this issue, if your first thought has now been revised. Deborah in the district, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Deborah?
My position from the very beginning, can you hear me?
Yes, go. Yeah,
position from the very beginning has always been that the zoo did the right thing. Whether the zoo was at fault or whether the mother was at fault, the life of that child still took precedent over that animal. As much as I love animals, that animal was strictly instinct when it grabbed that child. There were other female gorillas around. There's no telling what that gorilla could have done because he was agitated by the screaming crowd. The zoo made the right decision. A child's life is more important than an animal anytime.
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate it. And as Brian pointed out, there is going to be some kind of investigation into this mother and find out exactly what was happening at the time. And I think that that's fair. And let's see what happens. It's 728 on WMAL.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 13th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/start today. That's umuc.edu/start today.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, KT McFarland. We'll talk to her about the state of affairs in the world and also Donald Trump's endorsement. He received an endorsement from a ruthless, murdering communist dictator. Well, there's that coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's rant against the news media is drawing plenty of counterfire this morning, including from his likely November opponent.
Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump's likely opponent in the general election, responding to Trump's public media scolding.
He's bragged for months about raising $6 million for veterans and donating $1 million himself. But it took a reporter to shame him into actually making his contribution and getting the money to veterans.
Her campaign pouncing, trying to draw a contrast on veterans' issues.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. But of course, Hillary Clinton does not have the Democratic nomination yet.
Bernie Sanders continues to make the case on the campaign trail that the Democratic nominating process will not end when the primaries are over, which plays well to his supporters, but gives heartburn to the party establishment. Meanwhile, Governor Jerry Brown of California giving a big endorsement to Sanders' opponent, Hillary Clinton, citing the fact that mathematically she's so close to sewing up the delegates needed to get the Democratic nomination.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The price of parking at a meter in D.C. has gone up starting today, and AAA's John Townsend is among those who's not happy about it.
The timing of this is poor. With what's happening with the Metro, it's going to become more expensive to commute across the town.
Meter rates are going up by anywhere from 30 cents an hour to as much as $1.55 an hour. A D.C. council committee is scheduled to vote today on a bill to raise the minimum wage. The bill started out as a proposal to raise the minimum to $15 an hour, but then was revised to have a less dramatic impact on the city's restaurant industry. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,787, the Nasdaq at 49,48. Sports, the Nationals stretch their lead in the NL East to 2 games with another win over Philadelphia. The Red Sox beat the Orioles again. WMDA, the Mystics take on the Chicago Sky tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You always hear people say, take control over your own health. Well, a virtual physical is the first step in achieving that goal. And that's exactly what a recent patient did. A 31-year-old woman came into virtual physical because she was having mild headaches. She was scanned and they found a golf ball-sized tumor. She's doing okay, but only because of early detection. A virtual physical can detect things you don't know about before it's too late. A total body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which if blocked is a significant risk factor for a stroke. If you want to know what's happening with your health, the virtual physical body scan is just what you need. As we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. So be your own health advocate. Call today. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your total body scan. So call now. 301-984-9009 to schedule your appointment. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland pushing through White Oak. Very slow coming out of the Fairland area. Southbound 29. Right as you come up to the exit for New Hampshire Avenue, still have that accident cleanup along the far right side. For 95, I'm seeing delays each direction passing 216. Northbound had the crash north of 216. Now let's go beyond and try and merge onto the Beltway. Your delays beginning near the ICC. For 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. Now, it looks like we're being broken up just a bit here on the outer loop before Colesville Road with a report of an incident. 270, a lot of volume with us through Urbana, Hyattstown, now most of the way out of Clarksburg down through to the Capitol Beltway. It's been one of those busy mornings. Virginia Beltway inner loop linking up delays leaving Springfield and around toward Tyson's. The crash north of the toll road was on the shoulder. 395 had the crash. HOV lanes in the Landmark area, that too was moved to the shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. It will stay warm. Clouds this morning and warm. It'll mix with some clear sky. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A passing shower. Possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 67 in Warrenton, 68 in Germantown, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37. You're listening to WMAL. Of course you're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're no dummy. Coming up later this morning at 8:35, David Martosko from the Daily Mail. He was part of that lively press conference with Donald Trump yesterday. You're not going to want to miss that. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is our good friend Katie McFarland, national security analyst for Fox News. You can follow her on Twitter. And by the way, I recommend that you do because you learn stuff. When you do that, she's at KT McFarland. KT, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so you know you got to wonder if you're doing something right if the supreme leader of North Korea thinks you're a good guy. I mean, did you hear this? Apparently, Kim Jong Un has said that he thinks Donald Trump is a wise politician. I would be a little concerned, I think, if I were the Donald.
Yeah, but the reason he gave is that he thinks Hillary's dull. Look, I think it's sort of funny. I take a laugh. I think the supreme leader, who has hair issues of his own, has Trump hair envy.
Now, is that it? Well, okay.
No, you don't understand. This is the great diplomatic efforts of Dennis Rodman. Don't forget, Dennis Rodman was on Celebrity Apprentice. Dennis Rodman went to North Korea and sang Happy Birthday. This is all Rodman. This is Rodman's world, and we're just living in it.
I think you're right. I think, you know, Dennis Rodman is the back channel.
Yes, exactly.
He's our diplomatic back channel to the North Koreans.
I mean, we laugh at it, but it's kind of scary to think that the person the American who probably knows the North Korean leader best is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, actually, the North Koreans have been acting up again. There was another missile test, but it was a failed missile test. But as Ambassador Bolton yesterday told us, he said, look, you learn through your failures, and these guys are still working on a sophisticated missile system that could deliver one day nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and even though this one failed, I mean, they've had a record of whether it's nuclear weapons or testing missiles, they have a bunch of failures, and then eventually they get it right. So they will eventually have a missile that succeeds and potentially a missile that reaches the United States. That's scary enough. What's even scarier is that they are in close collaboration with the Iranians. So whatever North Korea has, before long, Iran has it. And then I think you are looking at a nuclear arms race in the Middle East that, I mean, would be the most frightening, terrifying thing in the world, because the Middle East is just a cauldron of instability.
And by the way, this comes at a time when the president says we should do away with nuclear weapons. We can't afford to do that, can we?
Well, it you know, the spare me, the preaching, the moral. We've got to evolve to a higher level. Right, okay, thank you very much. But back here in the real world, what's happening? President Obama's actions have actually made the world much easier to get nuclear weapons. Now, he claims, and his NSC advisors spun to the American people that their Iran nuclear deal was going to make the world better, safer, Iran wasn't going to develop nukes. Now we know from the National Security Advisor himself, who in an off-the-record or on-the-record interview with The Atlantic laughed about how they had conned the American people, how they had spun a tale about Iran, given it to their colleague, their friendly media, and then the media became the echo chamber, so that the United States people were sold a bill of goods. Now, why would the president do that? Why would he do something that endangers our security? I think because since the beginning of the administration, President Obama thought, I'll give Iran everything it wants and more, and then they'll be our friends, and then they won't develop nuclear weapons,
yeah,
and then they'll give up their evil ways. The opposite has happened. They've been encouraged.
KT, yesterday, and not a lot of people noticed this, but yesterday the State Department put a travel warning, a travel alert out for the entire European continent. It's June 1st. I mean, people are planning their summer vacations. This is the high travel time. And, you know, we've got the World Youth Day for the Catholic Church in Krakow, Poland this summer. We've got the European Soccer Championships that Americans like to travel to for some reason. I guess, you know, they like soccer. This is enormous. And what do they know that we should know? And is this the new normal?
A, it's a new normal, and B, it's the old Europe is falling apart. I bet every one of your listeners, either themselves or in their family, or they know a close friend or family member who is planning to take a trip to Europe this summer and is rethinking that, whether it's their college child's summer trip to Europe, whether it's junior year abroad. Everybody's rethinking it, and it's because of the collapse of the European security system with this, the open borders, which have allowed migrants to come into Europe, not only refugees, but migrants from all over the world, not just from Syria, but from North Africa, from the Middle East, all the way to Afghanistan, and they are bringing with them, you know, terrorists are among them, flesh-eating diseases are showing up in European hospitals from some of these migrants. Europe has become a very, very scary place. I think it'll have a couple of effects. One, the lack of tourist dollars, U.S. dollars, is going to drive Europe even into further economic peril. The open borders are going to put it into security peril. And if the Brits vote a month from now, 22 days from now, on June 23rd, if they vote to leave the European Union, I think the European Union is, in effect, finished. It gives us great opportunities with Britain, but I think Europe is in a terminal decline.
You know, Judicial Watch had been trying to get answers about why they couldn't get emails that they had FOIA'd, and they questioned Cheryl Mills, who was former chief of staff to Hillary Clinton back when she was secretary. And that deposition did not go well. I mean, it seems like every single question that was asked was objected to by her lawyers. And I don't think they got a whole lot out of her because so many questions were blocked by the lawyers. Any thoughts on all that process?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot like Watergate. And the irony is that Hillary Clinton was on the Watergate committee investigating Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
She knows how this movie ends. I think at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton may not be the nominee. If she loses California, if she continues to fall in the polls, if Donald Trump continues to gain on her, the Democrats are going to look around and say, do we dare go into this with a wounded Hillary Clinton and potentially have to choose the you know, aging socialist commie hippie Bernie Sanders to be our standard bearer, or do we make a different choice at the Democrat convention? I've got to assume that Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are revving up the engines ready to go in case the party you know, leaders decide to go in a different direction.
All right, we got to leave it there. KT McFarland, always good to have you, our friend and National Security Analyst. It's 7:44 on WMAO.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy on our first day of June. Here we go, coming in on the toll road, the crash, eastbound Dulles Toll Road. After you pass Hunter Mill Road, do watch police at the scene there. Then delays to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. The crash still on the shoulder, and that's the focal point of delays, really, as you come off of I-95. So from Springfield around through Tysons to the crash north of the toll road. North on the George Washington Parkway, heavy to merge on through to the Beltway. 66, boy, that's been a slow go this morning. Sun glare not helping. Almost the whole way out of Gainesville, heading toward the Vienna Metro. And now, a little bit of rubbernecking. Have a crash on the westbound side of 66 at Nutley Street along the left. Wilson Bridge, backups near Route 5. No problems to report on Route 5 heading up through Camp Springs, up through to the Beltway. Topside bunched up through College Park and into Silver Spring. Looks like we have lanes open in White Oak. Southbound 29 as you come up to New Hampshire Avenue. That crash should be over. Looks like it's really off to the right shoulder in the grassy median there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Clouds in, warm temperatures, though. 86 degrees is about half a dozen above normal. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:46.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock on my doors.
All right, so there's a local blog out there that spotted up, and somebody sent a picture in. It's called Popville, by the way, and of a black Honda that had, you know, the pink Lyft sticker on it, suggesting that the driver was driving for Lyft, which indeed turned out to be the case. There's just one other thing about this Honda that made it stand out. Otherwise, you know, black Honda with a Lyft sticker, you might not pay any attention, except that it had congressional plates on it. Maryland, U.S. Congress, 7-A, it said on the license plate. So this was the member. This was a car that belonged to a member of Congress from the Maryland delegation. And it didn't take very long to figure out that it belonged to one Elijah Cummings.
Ah.
And so questions were being asked. Why is the congressman driving for Lyft?
Boy, yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Maybe a little part-time job, need a little extra money.
Hey,
I don't know.
Congressman, can you drive me over to the unemployment office since I don't have a job due to your horrible failed policies in Maryland?
Well, that turned out not to be the case. It turns out that the congressman has a daughter named Adia, just graduated not long ago from Howard University. She's been trying to make a little money to pay for some of her school expenses. And before she finds a full-time job. And so, in between, she's been using Dad's car to drive for Lyft.
Wait a minute. It's one thing to use Dad's car, but it's got government plates on it.
Yeah, it's got. Well,
and you get special access if you have those plates.
Well, that's the thing. You get parking privileges with this congressional plate. And listen, here's the other thing. Generally, if let's say you make a right on red when you weren't supposed to make a right on red, and you got a congressional plate, do you think any cop's really going to stop this car?
Well, no. Not Elijah Cummings.
No. So anyway, the long and short of it is that apparently his daughter was using the car to make some money, and when it became known that she was driving around in a car that had congressional plates on it, dad called his daughter and said, take the plates off, would you please? So the plates have been removed. She continues to use the car while she pursues full-time employment to drive for Lyft.
Well, how old is this child? This is, how moronic can this be? I'm sorry, a recent Howard University graduate. Let's unpack this for a moment.
Okay.
She's 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, probably.
She's a graduate of Howard University, so
there
she has a college degree.
Yeah.
And because of the great economy shepherded by her own dad, longtime congressman, she can't get a normal
full-time job.
Listen, I got no problem with people making extra money with Lyft or Uber or whatever you want to use. But she's not smart enough to realize that when she takes the car out, it's got government plates. There's something more to this story. There's something more, and there needs to be some penalties here. We're just going to sit back and allow him to say, oh, our mistake, gosh, we were silly. Okay, we'll take the plates off. And by the way, how do you get different plates? Does the car have two different registrations?
That's a good question. How did they get regular, everyday plates?
Yeah, a car is registered with one set, unless when you're a congressman, the car is registered twice as a congressman and then with just regular plates. I don't know. I want more answers.
See, here's the thing. I think if I'm reading the code correctly, Congress 7A, that would be the congressional district first car. He probably has several cars that have congressional plates on them.
Yep, okay. Well, that's a whole other question, too. How many people in his family are driving around with congressional plates?
Well,
here comes another Cummings kid with a congressional plate. No problem there.
Flag him down. I need a ride.
One-party rule is ruining the state of Maryland. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
I want to tell you about an amazing new tool that can help grow your retirement. Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team, you know what they do? They test portfolios on a regular basis. And here's what they commonly see. People with high-risk positions and returns in the low single digits. Not good. You can now earn an upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. Did you hear what I said? That's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high positions and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. If you need to find out more about this amazing product, give them a call at 800-611-1952. The number for Retirement Protection Solutions, 800-611-1952. Visit their website. It's called testyourinvestment.com. And guess what? You go there, you can actually test your investment. That's testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Time to check in on the world of high finance and all of Hillary Clinton's buddies there on Wall Street. Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at CNBC. Sorry, Chuck, don't mean to drag you into that kind of thing.
No problem. I've been dragged through worse things. First trading day of June, and if recent patterns hold, stocks could end the month higher, but today we're going to kick things off with a lower open. Automakers roll out their May sales stats today. They're expected to rise. The first report's due from Chrysler next hour. Japan's SoftBank is selling $8 billion of the stock it owns in China's Alibaba. SoftBank will use that money to cover some of the bills that Sprint, which it owns, has run up. Tesla says a pair of software updates that are on the way should fix the glitches in those futuristic doors on its Model X. Owners complain the Falcon Wing doors don't always open or close the way they should. And a new study from CareerBuilder.com shows that while a majority of workers are actively looking for a job, half of employers surveyed can't find the workers they need to fill openings, a sign, they say, of labor market strength. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend time with John Dessauer and his team, the nation's leading multi-unit apartments experts, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit apartments with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-933-9193 to secure your seat. That's 800-833-9193. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start first going west on 66. The crash is going to be west as you approach Nutley Street along the left side. So, yes, we have the westbound delays, but eastbound, you can also see it have a continuous backup coming out of Gainesville, partially because of rubbernecking, also because of the sun glare, a major factor. Crash on the toll road slows us off of the Greenway. The accident is after Hunter Mill Road, had two lanes blocked. Inner loop of the Beltway, it's a long haul this morning. Just get ready. We have a lot of volume. Leaving Springfield off and on past the toll road. Crash remains on the shoulder there. Topside jam from 95 to George Avenue. Trying to make a recovery in White Oak, southbound 29 near New Hampshire Avenue, had the accident activity. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. It will stay warm. Clouds this morning and warm. It'll mix with some clear sky. A cloud-sun mix this afternoon. A passing shower. Possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees, it's 7:57.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Arlington, Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by David Matarsko with the Daily Mail. He was part of that raucous press conference between Donald Trump and the press corps yesterday. He'll tell us all about it.
And did Billy Joel just endorse Donald Trump? We'll tell you after the news.
WMAO.